Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here because I'm in Copenhagen, Denmark, a wonderful country and a wonderful part of Scandinavia. It's my second trip to Scandinavia. I love it here. I love the people. They speak English better than we do, ladies and gentlemen, and I encourage you to vacation here and to meet the people over here. They're not only friendly, they're genuine, and I certainly encourage you to check them out, and hopefully, based on some of the things that I've been doing and others have been doing, we'll be doing even more business over here. Andrew Sherman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You know Andrew very well. Andrew is the founder and the president of Grow Fast, Grow Ride, LLC. He is also a partner in Dixon & Shapiro, a law firm in Washington, D.C. He is a multiple-year member of our Brain Trust. You've heard him many times on my show. He's the author of the Bible on franchising called Franchising and Licensing, and I don't know, a couple of dozen other books. He's our real good friend. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim. I was just thinking about all the great venues that we broadcast from together, and this is right there at the top.
This is at the top, isn't it? How are we going to top this?
Well, we'll have to look at Intergalactic, the Small Business Advocate Show. I mean, there's got to be a way.
This has been a lot of
better
fun.
And better.
And of course, I want to thank you for introducing me to these folks. I think they found
pleasure.
Me on your website.
I think that's right. It's good for the listeners to hear this because, you know, we always stress the importance of networking and channels and developing relationships. And when I think about our friendship over the years and the way we're constantly looking out to help one another, you know, don't think that networking just takes place, you know, in the core of your community. I mean, everybody at every level has needs. Everybody at every level relies on good people introducing them to other resources. And our friendship is a testament to that.
Well, I agree, and I value it very much. And, of course, as you know, as my friend Ivan Meisner says, when it comes to networking, givers gain, don't they? And so, anyway, Andrew, tell the audience about some of the things you talked to your audience about today in the keynote.
Well, you were mentioning that you were a mere panelist.
I'm a mere panelist. You're the keynote, exactly.
And I'm the keynote, but right now I'm a guest on your show, so you know, I want to make sure that we get that right. I tell you, we've been talking a lot about unlocking the entrepreneurial spirit throughout the day, and you know, one of the things that we tend to take for granted in the United States is the foundation that we have in place to support entrepreneurship. And it's not until you get on a plane and start traveling to other countries that you realize that while, let's face it, you know, right now with Iraq and other things, we may not be as loved as we'd like to be in certain areas, but when it comes to entrepreneurship, we are the model citizen.
That's right.
And every country, no matter what they think of our politics or our policies or what country we're in or what country we're not in, we are at the top of their list in terms of entrepreneurial best practices. So what you talked about earlier, what I've been talking about, what other panelists, we've had, you know, Judith Kahn from Kaufman, great panels.
Judith has been on the show before.
Have been focusing on teaching. If you think about this, we're exporting entrepreneurship. We are teaching other countries how to put a foundation in place to replicate our own success.
Right, exactly. And it's been very impressive. I've been very impressed with how open the Danes are and how much they value what we've accomplished entrepreneurial.
Yeah, although I'll tell you, one of the things that I'd like to talk a little bit about, if we have time, is, you know, some of our observations on entrepreneurship here in Denmark. You know, Denmark was rated number 9 in a recent survey of the 9th most entrepreneurial country, and yet I got to tell you, having just wrapped up the conference, I don't know that they think that.
Yeah.
And this is a really interesting issue, and it may spill into another show, but I don't think they think that they're number 9. Somebody does, because they rank them as such. But
farther down, don't they?
Exactly.
And you know what? Anders Hoffman, who was on the show, already been on the show earlier, said that he thinks now that they don't have as far to go to become a really entrepreneurial economy as they thought they did.
Right.
And I told him I think he's right.
But I couldn't tell, and this is a deep philosophical issue, which I know you love, I couldn't tell whether what I was seeing upstairs was humility or lack of confidence. Because there's a big difference, right?
Maybe a little bit. I think it may be a little bit of both. And one of the reasons is because they do have an aversion to risking failure. And they admit that.
Yeah, they do.
But and Americans don't have that as much.
Well, let me tell you a funny story that happened to me on the way over here in the cab. The cab driver was asking me what I was speaking on. So I told him the topic and the theme of the conference. And he said, yeah, you know, we Danes, we don't like risk, but we're better than the Swedes. And I said, well, I'm going to Sweden tomorrow to Stockholm, so tell me why you think it's different. And this is a great story. He says, well, when a Danish entrepreneur starts his business, the first thing he does is figure out how to avoid paying taxes. When a Swede starts a new business, the first thing he must attend is a Swedish government seminar on how to properly pay taxes. So I said, well, there you go. I said, there's the entrepreneurial spirit alive and well.
Exactly.
And I do think that you're 100% correct. It is a little bit of humility, which I love about the people here, but it's also a little bit of lack of self-confidence, which they need to get over. And I think meetings like today, speakers like you and I and Judith and others can help them get over that self-confidence issue. There's a lot of resources here. There's a lot of brain power. You know, they need to do a better job leveraging that. And I think today went a long way in helping them understand that.
Well, there's no question about it. And you know, I talked to a couple of two or three business owners this week here, and you know, one guy said, "I'm not going to risk more than I can afford to lose." They risk everything, and another guy said, "I can't afford to fail, because if I fail, I'm branded for the rest of my life." And those are issues that they're having to deal with here in Denmark, and we're going to talk about this some more. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages with our good friend Andrew Sherman. As you know, Andrew Sherman is the president, the founder of Grow Fast, Grow Right. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark. Having a great time here in Copenhagen, and just wonderful place here. I'm so fortunate to have been invited to speak to the Danish American Entrepreneurship Summit. I want to thank Andrew Sherman, who's sitting right in front of me, for helping me to meet these folks. And Andrew, I hope we do some more of these.
Absolutely. I think that the messages that you have and the resources that you bring on Ask Jim and on the website, they're of global import. And what's so funny, I've learned in doing probably 30 or 40 of these now in 30 or 40 different countries, is that as smart as we think we may be in the United States, and as helpful as we think we're being in the United States, some of our messages, some of your beliefs and best practices, and some of my own, actually can have an even greater impact abroad than we can in our own backyard.
Exactly. Tell me about that with Grow Fast, Grow Right.
Well, for example, we've done Grow Fast, Grow Right programs now in a couple of other countries, and while our teaching philosophies and best practices and breaking the world into financial, human, and intellectual capital, and then drilling into topics around that, is always welcomed by a busy U.S. CEO, sometimes they've heard some pieces of it before. And that's nobody's fault. It's just we have fantastic access to resources.
Right.
You start picking up and going to some of the emerging growth countries. Last time I was with Randy Mitchell, I was speaking on this topic in Santiago, Chile. And there they have all the energy, all the passion,
right,
but they don't have the resources.
Right.
I'm seeing a lot of that here in Denmark. I've seen it throughout Asia. I've seen it even up into Canada, where as advanced as they are, there's some resources that they're still developing. And so I think that, you know, as we think about the next 5 to 10 years and things that we'll work on together, we really want to think global, because
Absolutely.
There's a great demand for this information.
That's exactly right. And I want my audience to think globally, too. As you know, I talk about making sure that we all think globally, because we are in a global economy. I mean, Friedman's right. The earth is flat. And so we've got to do this. And, you know, one of the things...
You may just need to be asked Jose in certain markets.
Exactly. But, you know, the thing is in America, we've forgotten things that we have that other countries would kill for.
And that was one of the themes of your presentation that I liked, was this issue of all the network of resources that it makes to weave its way into a net for an entrepreneur that we take for granted in the States. And when you go to other countries and you talk about this network of resources, as I said earlier in the program before the break, most attendees are in awe of what we have. They may not always agree with our policies. They may not always be in love with who we have as president.
You can't deny success, though.
But when it comes to entrepreneurship and small business and minority and women-owned business,
right.
You cannot deny success. And they want to learn their best practices, and they're open to hearing about them. They don't view that as exportation of Americanism. They view that as exportation as capitalism. And that's not necessarily... At least with a very short list of countries, that's not a bad thing.
Well, that's exactly right. And to the degree that you and I are traveling to these countries, that's a way of exporting
Absolutely.
What we have and growing customers. You know, I like to remind my people, as my experts say, you know, 95% of all the customers on planet Earth live outside the United States.
That's right. And that's where a lot of the growth is. I mean, I think you and I have talked about this, and if not, we'll cover it on an upcoming show, but we just launched a major initiative for Grow Fast, Grow Right into India. We have a joint venture partner headed by a great CEO.
Franchise GFGR there?
Essentially.
Yeah.
Sumant Krishnamurthy, great entrepreneur. Don't mind mentioning him on the air. Mm-hmm. He deserves it. Has worked tirelessly to bring some of these core concepts to a market like India, which, by the way, is the largest English-speaking country in the world. You don't always think of it that
mm-hmm.
way.
Right.
Has over 1 billion consumers. The economy's grown at GDP of 9%+. And they're a lot more receptive to doing business with us than other emerging growth countries,
right.
including China.
Right.
So, you know, there's just a lot of work to
be done. A lot of opportunity. Well, and Americans just have to focus on more of that. And small business owners, I think, need to be thinking more along those lines. And even if they don't want to be the ones to be doing the export directly, they need to be working for companies that are doing that. They need to be supporting
right.
them through
right.
through the outsourcing that I talked about.
But I think the key message, Jim, and I want to reinforce it for you, I know we're coming up on the hour, is, you know, let's promise each other, and our listeners promise to us that we will not take the great resources we have in
Absolutely.
This country for granted. That's when we start losing our edge, is when we start getting
Absolutely.
Cocky or unappreciative of the great
right.
resources that we
and
have.
And we can't rest on our 20th century laurels.
No.
We have to build a 21st century success we still have a ways to go on that in America. We've got a lot of work to do. Andrew, give us your website, please.
www.growfastgrowright.com and or www.dickstein.com.
Thank you, Andrew, for being here.
Thanks.
It's a lot of fun being here, and thanks for everything. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back in another day. I will be too. But right now, I got to go. I got to sign off from Copenhagen. I'm Jim Blaxengame, the Small Business Advocate. The next time you talk to me I will be live.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxengame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.